From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. African swine fever has been detected in some protein powders made using pork blood by a company in China. Porkbusiness.com reports the raw material for the contaminated products, mainly used for animal feed, came from 12 different slaughterhouses. Chinese Customs has issued a six-month alert to strengthen ASF virus testing and exports of such products and urged farms in Hong Kong and Macau to tighten their checks on animal feed imports. California avocados are bracing for a light 2019 following July's heat wave in Southern California that seems to have affected many of the state's avocado trees. According to AgNetWest.com, the California Avocado Commission told Ag Alert newspaper that they're estimating about 167 million pounds of production for 2019, or roughly half of the 334 million estimated. Vice President of Industry Affairs Ken Melbourne says areas in Ventura County, Santa Paula, Riverside, and San Diego were hardest hit by the heat. Ag Secretary Senator Perdue is applauding the accomplishments made by the USDA in 2018. Perdue tells AgriMarketing.com he fought for American farmers, ranchers, and producers by delivering new and improved trade deals like USMCA and a renegotiated CORUS agreement, provided trade assistance to farmers due to illegal trade retaliation, and helped our fellow citizens through devastating natural disasters. He says he's proud to say we do our best to live by the USDA motto to do right and feed everyone. With your agribusiness update, I'm Bob Larson.